This is HPR episode 1689 entitled Linux Voice Magazine at OddCamp, and is part of the series OddCamp. It is hosted by Benny and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is another interview from OddCamp with the guys from Linux Voice.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Benny with yet another interview from OddCamp this year. This is the one interview Core Nominal and I did together. We walked up to the stand of the Linux Voice magazine and asked them some questions. As you might know, the Linux Voice magazine is quite a young magazine. It was just founded 1 year ago. So we were interested why you would found the magazine in a time like this and why they were motivated to start something new. So here we go. Enjoy the interview. I'm Benny for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm talking to
Linux Voice Magazine.
I'm Ben Everard.
Yeah, and I'm Mike Saunders.
Right, and why do we see you with a table at OddCamp?
Well, we're sponsoring OddCamp, actually. We are one of the platinum sponsors.
Gold sponsors,
yeah. So we're here to meet people, to see what's going on, to sell some magazines as well. We've got a stand here with various issues, and I've been challenging people at Super Mario Kart, the SNES version. So far, only some kids have played me, so yeah, I'm not really kicking as much ass as I hoped, but yeah.
So you're better at it than the kids?
Than the kids, yes. But of course, most of the kids weren't even born when this game was made. So yeah, I do have the distinct advantage there that I was alive. So yeah, we've got some t-shirts as well, and we've got some mugs with
Grace Hopper
on it. Yeah, so.
So in case there's anybody out there that doesn't know, what is Linux Voice?
Linux Voice is a print and digital magazine about GNU/Linux free software. We crowdfunded it at the end of last year on Indiegogo. We raised £127,000 to start our own print magazine. We all used to work on a magazine called Linux Format, and we all wanted to create something new and independent. And the unique thing about our magazine is that we give 50% of our profits back to the community, so like Free Software Foundation, EFF, readers can choose this. And after 9 months, all of our content becomes Creative Commons licensed, so free for everyone to share. So we want to make a magazine that actually gives back and is part of the community, and not just making money by selling things to people.
What was your reason to found a new magazine? I mean, magazines is not a growing market at the moment. At the moment, everything goes digital, so.
It's not a growing market, but I think the bad days are over. Yeah, print magazines did suffer quite a big slump in the 2000s because a lot of people get information off the internet. So we're different. We don't have a big news section, for instance, because obviously magazines are quite old by the time they get to people's hands. So we don't focus on things like news. We have a lot of tutorials written by, you know, we hope, experts, and they're well researched and. So yeah, that's we see the magazine as like mini books that come out regularly. So projects for people to do and things like that. It's sort of slightly different approach to it.
So what issue are you up to at the moment then?
I'll let Ben field it.
We've just sent issue 9 to the printers, so that should be out in a couple of weeks.
Ah, issue 9. So if that's you say all your content becomes available. Do you say Creative Commons after
yes.
9 months?
Yes.
So the first issue will be
fairly soon, actually.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's...
So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be released pretty soon.
Yeah. And how's the... So that's 9 months. Your initial funding, you say 120,000. Yeah. Was that for the first... Did you plan that out for like the first year? Or is it...
basically, the problem with the magazine industry is all about cash flow, because it takes a huge amount of time to get the money back from the magazines, from news agents. It can take 9 months to a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, particularly if the one's sold overseas. So when you're starting a magazine, that's a huge problem. Once you're running, you get the money every month. It's just for an older issue. So really, that money needed to get us through the time until we were starting to get the money from the news agents. And that's starting to happen now. So we're more or less breaking even, moving into a profit.
It should be noted as well, in our crowdfunding campaign, people bought subscriptions. So we sold over 2,000 subscriptions in that crowdfunding campaign alone. So it gave us the funding, it gave us exposure as well, and now people are getting the magazines.
It's all good. Everything's good.
Everything's great.
So we can expect to see Linux Voice around for years to come.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, we are in WH Smith's, we are in Sainsbury's, we'll soon be in Tesco. And
Barnes & Noble in America and various ones around the world.
Yeah, we're in Australia, New Zealand, on newsstands. So, yeah, there is life in the industry, I'd say. Even though it's a niche within a niche.
So, one thing about your magazine I read is that you use proprietary software to produce it. So are there any plans to change this?
Well, one part of the production, the layout, is done in Adobe InDesign because we are all rubbish at graphic software. And to find someone who's well-trained in Scribus and who wants to do that as a full-time job is difficult. So our art editor uses InDesign. We all use purely free software to make the magazine, to write the articles. I use GIMP to do my screenshots and so forth. I use Vim. But Scribus, I think next issue we are looking at doing a section of the magazine in it. There are some limitations with Scribus, but one of our ideas is to use some of our money to fund the development of features that we need. So we would like to move towards it. It's a more complicated job than just, you know, suddenly switching as part of our workflow. But it is something we're looking to do long term.
So let's say in like 5 years or 2 years, whatever, you're only free software.
Well, it could be sooner than that. But yes, we're going to do this experiment, aren't we? With
yeah, I mean, we can't really commit to anything. It's definite in terms of moving all over. We are, yeah, we're starting to experiment with it and. As we say, we'll see what we can do.
Is that going to be like a bounty type system where you offer a certain amount of cash for a certain feature?
That's the idea. It's not concrete yet. Still some.
It's an idea we've had. We're going to investigate, see if there's something missing in Scribus that we really need, and then consider funding its development, you know, paying a developer to work on it. So then everybody benefits.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Sounds like a good plan. So I think you guys are doing fab work. It's a great magazine.
Thank you.
I really like the art direction as well. It's got a solid theme running through it. So the articles are good. It's all good. It's good stuff. If you've not, if the listeners have not got a subscription, they should definitely subscribe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shop.linuxvoice.com.
There you go.
And listen to our podcast as well. We've got a podcast.
Tell
at linuxvoice.com. Yeah.
It's Linux Voice podcast. It's fairly irreverent Linux stuff. Just a bit of fun, really.
Yeah, lots of discoveries about beer and 1980s video games. So.
That's great stuff. Thanks for talking to us today. Good luck with the magazine. I hope you continue to do good things.
Cheers, yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Nice one, cheers. Yeah.
This was Benny for Hacker Public Radio. Thank you for listening. If you try to reach me, I'm on SDF via email, benny@sdf.org, or on GNU Social on micro.fragdev.com as Navigium. Okay, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.